Okay, today is Daf Ayin Tes. We're in Ayin Ches Amud Beis by Boi Rav Yirmiya. So again, these are questions we're not going to have answers for. Rav Yirmiya asked the following question about Dal V'Hei. Boi Rav Yirmiya, Mach Machutz Mishloshim Yom. Let's say you sell it, but it's not that the sale doesn't take effect for 30 days. It's that I sold it to you forever, except for 30 days. So it's not a complete sale. Okay? Or, chutz mimulachta. I'm selling it to you, but you can't do any work with it. If you're doing work with it, it belongs to me, the work. But you can kill it, you can eat it, that you can do. Or, chutz miubra, except for the baby inside. Mahu, what's the din? So, the first two we're not going to answer. The third one we're also not going to answer, but we're going to try. Ta'liba lamanda amar uber yerech imahu. If you hold that an ubor is just another part of the mother's body, so different than a thigh, if you hold that, loti bayalach, that's not even a shayla. Daha shayer ba, you're leaving something over. And the Rashi says it has to be only according to the amanda amar, so hold that leaving over that would be a problem. Kiti bayalach, when's the kasha? Aliba demanda amar du uber lav yerech imo. If you hold that the uber is not considered a thigh of the mother, what is it? It's something in there that's going to come out. Mai, what's the halacha? Mei marmina, do we say, kevin de bechubur ba, but lamaisa, right now it's attached. Havishaya, it's considered connected. It's considered a leftover. Therefore, it's not the halacha, because it's not a complete bechira. Oh, Dilmar, maybe no. Kevin de lamafarish mine koi, it's going to come out. It's not going to be there forever. Lo havishir, it's not considered leftover. Or the following, back and forth. Kivan the lav yerech imahu. Since it's for sure not part of the mother, it's definitely coming out. But lo havishir, it's not considered left over. Dilma kivan the tzarech lash tuuri bahada b'shchita kaman deshayer beguf adami. Since it could become in order to eat the mother, you're gonna have to shecht it. You can't. There's no way to eat the mother without shechting it, right? The baby could become mutter with the shechita of the mother. Since that's true, it's considered enough of a shayer, it's considered enough of a leaving over, and therefore it would not be a complete mechira, and on that we say teku. We don't know.
What the whole thing is behind it. How's the thief doing this?
He's selling the mother, and he says, when the uber is born, it doesn't belong to you. I'm not telling you that part. Just like he said, I'm not telling you the balacha.
I understand.
How does it work?
He's trying to get out of. What's he trying to get out
of? So therefore,
he's got a full 4 and 5.
Right, that dal v'hei. Because we said yesterday, in order for it to be dal v'hei, has to be a complete mechira. It's not a complete mechira. I'm leaving over the horns. I'm selling you the animal, but the horns are mine. It's not a complete mechira, according to some. Right, we said it depends on what you hold. If I'm selling everything to you except for the heart, everybody agrees it's not a mechira. Right, can't live without a heart. Or I'm selling everything except for the veshet. That right? So okay. Now, by Rav Papa, a similar question. Ganva, let's say you stole it, and then kata, then you cut off one of the legs. Not that you killed it, you cut off a little part of the foot. Then umachva, now you sold it. Mahu, what's halacha? Me and Miriam, do we say, my ganavu, lo zavin, what you stole, you didn't sell. Because you broke the leg afterwards. Oh, Dil, maybe no. Ma de zavin, holo shire. Whatever you did sell, you didn't leave anything over. So therefore, teku, they had to take, I'm not going to resolve it. Next, Tanur Rabbanan, Ganav. Let's say you stole an animal, v'nazan la'acher, and you gave it to somebody else, v'tavach to shech. Rashi says, not in my Tana. I made it with shliach. I don't want to do it myself. I don't like the sight of blood, but I ask you to do it. I stole it, and I ask you to do it. Or Ganav, I stole it, v'nazan la'acher, and I give it to another guy, umacher to sell. Right, I don't like. I'm not. You're a good salesman. You do the sale. You're a good salesman. You'll get good money out of it. I have you do it. Right. So we're going to say that even. Okay. We're going to see in a minute what we're going to say. Ganav v'hikdish. Let's say you sold it and then you were makdish it. Ganav v'hikif. You stole it and you gave it as credit. You took credit for it. Right. It's credit instead of an actual money. Ganav v'hiklif. You bartered with it. Right, you traded that for some, I don't know, whatever. Ganav v'nasan b'matana, or you gave it as a matana, or ganav upar rachovo, you stole it and you paid back a chov. Ganav, what? Ganav upara behekefo, you stole it and then you gave back credit that you owed. Ganav v'shalach savlanas, you stole it and you sent it to your father-in-law as a present. After the chasana, they sent presents. So you think, well, what a son-in-law I have. Look what he sent me, right? Bebeis chama, by your father-in-law's house. Meshad d'shunah baba chamisha. You pay 4 or 5 in all these cases. Just the Gemara says, Maika mashmalan. What's the chiddush in that? What's the chiddush in all this? So, the Gemara is going to say in a minute, Ashmi'ina and Risha ganav v'nasan la'acher d'tavach. That's a chiddush, at least. That if you stole it and had someone else do the shechita, that you're going to pay 4 or 5. Why? Because the yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. There is such a thing as shliach l'dvar aveira. Ah, fagafte b'chol Torah kula, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Normally, we never say that. Hacha yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Here we do say it. My time, why? Utuvacho umacharo. Because it says utuvacho umacharo. Ma mechir dol efshar dolav al yedei acher. Just like mechira cannot be done with somebody else. You need 2 people in order to have a mechira. You have to be a buyer and a seller. Ap tvicha al yedei acher michayev. So too, tvicha can be done by somebody else. Vashbinan. Okay, that's why, that's the ratio. And then the Gemara just says, Vashbinan seifa gana vihiktish. And about the hektish, mali machul hedyot, mali machul shemayim. What's the difference if you sell it to hektish? What's the difference if you sell it to somebody else? In other words, why should giving it to hektish not be considered mechira? Just like I sell it to you, I give it to hektish. And then the mefarshim point out, we're talking about that you gave it to kachet perek habayis, because if you gave it as a carbon, we said it still retains the name of the original owner. We said that already. Yeah.
Okay, now, why did the Gemara split it up this way? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I'll explain what my problem is.
You
have a smart Ganav. Smart Ganav is going to be selling his animal, now knows that there's loopholes for me getting out of 4 and 5.
Right.
So it won't sell without the horns. I won't sell without this. So I'll make conditions all over the place. You're giving him outs.
Right. So they're learning out of Pesukim, I guess. So this is based on a pasuk. Has the mechira and not a half of mechira. It's based on a pasuk, but in one way here it's more strict. The Ravid and the Raja both ask, how come over here if you give somebody a matana, that's considered a mechira, right? That's what we just quoted. If you gave it as a matana, you had this, you paid back a debt. All these things are considered a mechira. But you know, let's say for example, I have a house in a walled city. And I give it to you as a matana. Do the rules of houses in walled cities apply? That, you know, for the first year you could buy it back. And this is no. It's not a sale. So, I say I have a.
You as a matana, you make a kinyan, and it's yours.
Right. So does it go back after the year? Do I have a year to get it back? No. None of those rules apply. Only applies to a mechira. Second over here, a matana is different.
So it doesn't go back ever?
What? No, it's a matana, I guess. It's a matana. What the details are, I don't know. He quotes over here that they ask by Bati Arichoma, the rules of Bati Arichoma, getting your house back, right? You first have a year, then if not, it never goes back, right? Or the other way around, if it's in an walled city, you have 2 years, whatever it says there in Bahar. That's not applied by Matana. Only applies by a Mechira. Twice the Matana is different over here. So the Rajba and the Ravid both answer. The reason is because this is going to come up again in Amud Beis, because your nishtaresh b'chet, that we said that's one of the reasons why you pay 4 and 5, right? You're nishtaresh, you're rooted in chet. There's so many averus. First you stole it, now you're getting rid of it. So many things you're doing wrong that we're making you chayav even if it's a mechira. Okay, that idea is going to come up in Amud Beis. Okay, now the next mishnah is going to say that the only time you're chayev on dalad vehei is if some act of the gneva / mechira tvicha is done outside the baal's rishos, outside the owner's rishos. But let's say everything is done in the owner's rishos. It's hard to steal something in the owner's rishos, but you take the animal, you're in the owner's backyard, you shecht it right there in his backyard, you're not chayev dalad vehei. Why? Because it happened in his rishos. Where did the Mishnah get that from? That it has to be outside the Rishos? No, yeah, it's a Pasuk, but the Gemara doesn't say the Pasuk. The Malbim says a Pasuk. The Malbim says, the pasuk is, by Shoel, it says, Ki yishal ish me'im re'ehu. When a man will borrow, me'im re'ehu. What's me'im re'ehu? It's a very funny lashon. It didn't say, me're'ehu. It's me'im re'ehu. Yeah, so the Malbim says that you have to, in order to, for you to be an owner of something, and he pushes this over to Dal Vehei, it has to be when you no longer me'im re'ehu. Meaning, you're in a different Rishos. That's the Malbim. The Rav Shlomo Zalman has a different pasuk. It says by a thief, Im himatze timatze biyado ha-gneva. Right? And if you find the gneva, and the Gemara, we had this earlier on Tamachay, that from that pasuk we learned that a ganav can be kona something on the roof, on the side street, doesn't make a difference where. What do you see from there? That a ganav needs a kinyan. It can't be in the Rishos of the guy. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah, Ganav birush. By the way, the action here is on Amud Beis. A lot on Amud Beis. Ganav birushus habaylim. If somebody steals an animal from the rishus of the baylim, tivacho umacharo chutz mirishusam. And obviously, he takes it out and he shechts it or sells it outside the owner's rishus. Oh, or sheganav chutz mirishusam. He steals it outside his rishus. He steals it from the street. Big discussion. Can you steal in the street? Let's say you hold. You have to figure out a way how he stole it. It's not in the guy's barn. It's in the street, or it's in someone else's rishus. Then v'tavach u'machab rishusam. Why you do this? I'm not sure. You go back to the owners. You go back to the scene of the crime. Right? You know the psychology of criminals. They always go. They always do that. They hang around the crime scene. They go back to the scene of the crime. He goes back to the owners of rishus and sells it there or shechs it there. Oh, or sheganav v'tavach u'machah chutz mirshusam, or he did all three outside the owner's rishus. All three. Meshalat tashlumei baba chamisha. You pay 4 and 5. Aval, but ganav v'tavach u'machah mirshusam potter. If you steal it, shecht it, or sell it in the owner's rishus, you are potter. Why? Read those two psukim. Listen to this. Hayim moshcho. Let's say you're pulling it v'yotze, and you're taking it out u'meis mirshus habaylam. And it dies in the Baal's Rishus. You didn't get it out yet. Putter. You putter. Why? You didn't do a kinyan. Higbiho, if you picked it up. Oh, Hotziom Rishus Bailim. Or you already got it out of the Rishus. Now umeis, and now it dies. Chayev, you're chayev. Why? You did a kinyan. It already belongs to you, the ganav.
Nasno lebechoros bino. If you gave it. There's a four way machlokas what these words mean. Nasno lebchoros bino.
If you gave it as pidyon haben money, we'll do a pashat. You gave it as pidyon haben. You owe the kohen pidyon haben money because you have just had a baby boy, your first mazel tov. So what do? You don't have any money. So you steal an animal, give him the animal, right?
Oh, lebal chov,
or you owe somebody money, so you pay back money,
or l'shor machinam l'shorel l'noz etzocho l'socher,
or you give it to somebody to watch.
But
you never got it out. It died. You were pulling it, and then it died in the brishus of the owner.
Potter, your potter. Higbiu osho tzium brishus habaylim. If you picked it up or took it out, then umeis, and then it died. Chayev your chayev.
Okay.
Now, the question is, Rashi says, who's taking it out? So Rashi says, Hayamoshcho,
HaKohen. The Kohen's pull. You have to do Pidyon HaBet. So you, what do? You tell the Kohen, meet me by so and so's, meet me by such and such address. What address is that? It's some guy's house. You're a thief, but you own Pidyon HaBet, you'll do, right? You'll steal, but you won't miss Mankriya Shema, right? You won't miss Pidyon HaBet? How am I not going to do Pidyon HaBet? What an unbelievable. But to steal that, it doesn't bother you. So, don't worry, we'll have a Rav Aaron Kotler on Amud Beis about this. So you tell the Kohen, meet me by such and such address, I'm going to give you my animal. And you tell the Kohen, there it is, right over there. So the Kohen's pulling it, and now it dies. Right? The Kohen has no clue.
Rashi says, Hayamoshcho, HaKohen, O HaBal Chov, O HaShomer.
They're pulling it. You tell the Shomer, do it here, watch that animal. Yeah, of course it's mine. What's it doing in someone else's house? That's the details, but it's mine. You tell the Shomer, do me a favor, go take that animal and bring it into my barn and watch it there. And
then, it, has to be, it has
testing the other party.
Why? Well, the Gemara is going to say, 1 minute. But Rashi, simple on the Mishnah. Rashi says, HaKohen, O Baal Chov, O HaShomer, Umeis Pershut HaBailim, Potter, who's Potter? Haganav is Potter. Why? No kinyan was ever made. Says the Gemara, Boy Ameimar. Ameimar says, we see from here, Tiknu Mashicha B'Shomer Malo. When does the Shomer become in charge? When does the Shomer become liable? What's the answer? The answer is it the minute I tell him, or when he does a Mashicha? So, Amar of Yemar, Tashma. Our Mishnah says, Nasno lebechoros, but no, you give it for payment for the Bechor, for Pidyan HaBen, or lebechov, or leshor machirim, leshor lezoch, lesocher, hayamoshcho, who was being Moshechit? The Shomer. V'yotze, and he's taking it outside into the Rishos, umeis in the Rishos HaBailim, Potter. My lav, doesn't it mean that the Shomer is Potter? Ushmamina, and you see from here, Tiknu Mashicha B'Shomer. That the moment of Shomer becomes liable is when? When he does Mashicha. And here he never did Mashicha. He died too soon. Amar lo le lo. Ganev. The Ganev. Says the Gemara, Hatana le Resha. That's already, we said that already. The Resha said, Tana, Ganev Shaganev be based by Elim. Vatana, Ganev be based of Shomer. Well, I need two different limudim for that. I need the mission to waste so many words. You have pichayes if you steal it from the owner. You also have if you steal it from a shomer. In other words, the owner gave it to a shomer and it doesn't make any sense. Ella, your amalei, ravashi, lo tidchia. Don't try to force that. Mali ganav shagana bebay shomer. Mali ganav shagana beis bailim. I need the mission to say that twice. That can't be pshat. Ella lav shomer. It's the shomer. Ushma mina. And you see from here, tiknu mashicha b'shomer. Shma mina. Good raya. So that when does the shomer, when does the shmir begin? Not when you tell him. Not even when you point it out to him. Hey, do me a favor, watch that box over there. No. When does the shmir kick in? The nafkamina is what if something happens to him before the shomer gets to it. When does it kick in? When he does mashicha.
Itmar nami, amar belazar, kederech shetiknu mashicha belakuchos.
Just like we say the same thing by lakuchos. You want to buy something? When do you own it? You own it when you pick it up. Not when you give him the money. That's not what does it. Right? It's when you pick it up. And if the storehouse burns down, the seller's responsible. Why? The buyer paid for it already. Yes, but that's not what does the deal. What does the deal? Is the buyer picking it up. So too, by a shomer. What changes it? The shomer picking it up. Kach tiknu mashicha b'shomerim. Tanya nami hachi, kederach tiknu mashicha b'lekuchot, kach tiknu mashicha b'shomerim. Ugeshem sha'karka nikas pekesef shtar b'chazaka. Just like karka can be bought with kesef shtar and chazaka. Kach sechirus nikas pekesef shtar b'chazaka. So too renting. So you must have sechirus demai. What kind of renting? Ilema, sechirus demetaltalin. If we're talking about you renting someone's metaltalin, but it's sechirininu, but they shtarininu, metaltalin can be done through a shtar. Why can't metaltalin be written in a shtar? Why not? So the Rashba says, because we only allow something to be written in a shtar if it's a davar mesuyim, if it's an item that is clearly defined. For example, land. I'll give you the meets and bounds and the lot number and all that, and then I'll know exactly which property it is. Right? Says the Ran, if that's true, then if the item, the metaphor, is a davar mesuyim, let's say it's one in a million. It's a unique item, or it's etched, or it's marked in such a way that you can identify it in the shtar. In a chlami, a shtar would be more than the talpon. That's the Ran's answer. The Gemara in Kedushin says it's out of a pasuk by Yirmiyah, where it said kesov b'sefer v'chasum. Only land can be written in shtaros, not metalton. Okay. So Amar Rav Chista says, no, you know what it means? Schiris de karka, the schiris renting out land. That also could only be done with a shtar. Fine. Very good. Okay. Now we go back to fascinating discussion. Amar v'lozer. The three of machlok is what this means, what this next line means. Ra'uhu shehitmin b'chorshin. Ra'uhu, if somebody sees, who's the somebody? Pashupshad is the Edom. Edom see shehitmin b'chorshin, that a guy, a ganef, is hiding in the forest. Why is he hiding in the forest? So it's a theory of machlokas, what he's doing in the forest. Either, it's really a theory of machlokas, but either he's hiding, doesn't want to be caught, or he, what?
And if he did it already?
Yeah. And he's hiding because he doesn't want to get caught. Or he's hiding there to steal the animals in the forest. Okay? Now, there's a fundamental machlokes. What is the difference? The Gemara is going to ask in a few minutes. We all know this Gemara because we all learned the Rashis. What's the difference between a ganav and a gazlan? What's a ganav and what's a gazlan? So we all know. A gazlan is somebody who sticks you up. Right? In broad daylight. And a ganav is somebody who's very, very sneaky. That's what we all know a ganav and a gazlan is. Says the Tosfos Rid. What if you steal something in broad daylight, but the owner's not there? Right? For example, the owner's shar is over there. Everybody knows it belongs to Reuven. It has a big sign on it, Reuven's shar. Reuven happens to be in Kentucky. He's on a business trip. And you're going to go and broad daylight. Other people are watching this. And you're going to go and steal Reuven's shar. Are you a ganav or a gazlan? What? It's a machlokas.
What? Isn't it straightforward? If you're not worried about people...
What?
If you're not worried about people, oh. You're a gazlan.
Are you not worried about people, or you're not worried about the owner?
People.
What?
Because it's supposed to protect others. If you know that your neighbor is being stolen, you've seen it there.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to say something.
We would think you're going to say something, right? And what if nobody says anything? Bunch of New Yorkers. Nobody could care less what's going on. It's not them. Right? Then what? Says the Tosfos Rid. What's it? Let's just read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Elazar, Ooh, Shehitman Bechorshin. If a guy is hiding in the forest, V'tavachu Machar, and he does Tavichu Mechira, Meshad Hashem Rebav HaChamisha. He pays four and five. What do you see? He's a ganav. Not a gazlan. Gazlan does not pay four and five. He's a ganav. Says the Tosfos Rid, that we're only talking about a Chorshin where there's no rabim, therefore you're considered a ganav. But in Rishus HaRabim, where a lot of people are there, you're considered a gazlan, even if the baal's not there. That's what we would think that, right? Even if the baal's not there, you're considered a gazlan. Why? It's in broad daylight. Right? Okay. Says the Meiri, if you hide from people, you're a ganav. You're afraid of people more than Hashem, but we'll get to that in a minute. You hide from people, you're a ganav. So, even if people see you, not sure what that means. But the Piske Riaz, not sure who that is, he says, a Rishon, that the only time you're ganav is if you hide from the owner. Right? No, I'm sorry. The Meiri says it must be only the owner, and he says it doesn't make a difference. So there are three machlokas. Either you're only hiding from the owner, you're not hiding from anybody, or you're hiding from everybody. Three machlokas. So a shayla that we once asked years ago, we never answered it, was what if you walk into a bank in broad daylight, but you're wearing a mask? Are you a ganav or a gazlan?
But you're still afraid of getting caught.
Huh? So then...
put yourself out there.
You're afraid of getting caught. But other people are in the room. You walk into a bank full of people with a gun. You're wearing a mask. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows who you are. Are you a ganav or a gazlan? It's broad daylight.
And if you weren't wearing a mask...
If you weren't wearing a mask, you're certainly a gazlan. Well, people are standing there. Let's assume there's a baal. So the baal's there. The baal's there. So no one disputes that. Now that you put on a mask, now what? The change? I'm not sure the answer.
I see the reason why it can go both ways.
It can go both ways, right?
Right, but I would say you're probably a gazlan still.
You're still a gazlan.
Because you're out there.
So the only time you're going to be considered a gazlan is if nobody can see you.
That's right.
Except for the Eidim who happen to see you, right? So nobody's going to see you. But if you do, even though they don't know who you are, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, we'll see. Right. Now, Amr of Chista says, I'm sorry, so the Gemara says, wait a minute, how could you be over Chadal Vehei? Amai, holo Moshach, he didn't do any Mashiach. So Amr of Chista, no, Sheikisha B'makal. So this answer seems to imply that what you did was, you stole the animal and you ran to the forest, so you shouldn't get caught. So how did you get the animal into the forest? You hit it with a stick to move it along. How the armors are going to have to work out this Gemara.
Amri, v'kivin de re'uhu gazlan hu.
Ah, but they watched you. Didn't they? No one saw that?
So he says, no. Kivin de kamet amri, minayhu, ganav hu.
Since you're hiding, you're a ganav.
So v'la gazlan echi darmi. Then what's a gazlan?
Then what's a gazlan?
So Amri b'yavo, kigo ben yo yada. Like that. Shinemar, v'yigzal etachanis mi'ada mitzvi.
A hold up. That's the only time you're going to have a gazlan as a hold-up.
For Yahargehu b'chinaso. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, a different pasuk, you go Baal Ishchem, Shenemar, v'yitzimu lo Baal Ishchem, Ma'arbim al-Roshi ha-Horim, v'yigzu is called Asher Yavar Aleha b'derech.
Different pasuk by Shoftim.
So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Avo, my time alo Omer mihai.
Why did Rabbi Avo learn from Shoftim? Why did he pick the one in Shmuel? Shoftim's earlier.
Amalach, kivin de mitamri, itamure lo gazlan ininu.
Because in Shoftim they were hiding. So if you're hiding, you're not a gazlan.
For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, how did it come in Tamri? The reason why they were hiding was lo nechzininhu inchi v'narku minayhu. The reason they were hiding was because they didn't want people to see, and they ran away. But they weren't hiding because they were afraid of stealing. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Somehow they were hiding to get away from that's what he says. They were hiding, they didn't want to be seen, not because they were afraid of getting caught. So if that's true, then they still have the din of a ganav. Okay, next. Famous Gemara. Shalu Talmidim is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mipnei ma'achmir Torah b'ganav yosem migazlan. Why is a ganav treated worse than a gazlan? Right? Why is a ganav treated worse than a gazlan? Why? Because a ganav has to pay kefel. A gazlan does not pay kefel. Why is a ganav treated worse than a gazlan? Amalahan, he answered back, Zehishvik covered Avdo Lukovid Kono. One equates the honor of the Ebed to the honor of the master. Who does that? The Zeh, and this one, who does that?
The Gazlan does that.
Right? The Zeh. Yeah, the gazlan hishvik covered of eved lekovered kono.
He's not scared of anybody.
Vizeh, but the ganev lo hishvik covered eved lekovered kono. He
does not equate the honor due to a person like the honor due to Hashem. What does that mean? That means as follows.
Says the Marsha, the ganev is treated worse, right?
Because he's only afraid of Bez and Shalmata. He's not afraid of Bez and Shalmala. He doesn't want to get caught. So he's afraid of Bez and Shalmata. Doesn't want to go to court. Doesn't want to go to jail. But he's not afraid of Tzchar V'Onesh.
So it's as if he's kofar in Tzchar V'Onesh. Right? But a gazlin, he's not denying Tzchar V'Onesh.
He made a cheshbin in his mind, says the Marsha. The benefit I'm going to get from this item that I'm going to steal outweighs Schar in this world, the onus of this world, the onus of the police, and the onus of Lassid Lavo. Right? He made that equation. Right? Right? That's him. He made such an equation. Right? I'd rather have the item. I don't care if I get caught. I also don't care if Hashem's upset with me. I don't care.
Right.
Now, that is why the Gemara says that the ganav doesn't equate that. The gazlan does. It's worse not to equate that. The ganav is worse.
Says the Ein Yaakov,
even though we have a Gemara that says in Brachos, a Yochanan ben Zakkai on his deathbed said, I hope that you people, my Talmidim, have enough fear of other people. You have fear of Hashem as you have of other people, which implies that all people care about what other people think. Right? Says to Ein Yaakov, that's only if you're doing averus in secret. But if you're doing something in broad daylight, you're holding up a bank in broad daylight, we don't say such a thing. I'm talking about regular, most people, they're doing an avera, they prefer not to be caught. They don't want anyone to see. That's most people. But if anyway you're not in that the category of people, he was talking to normal people, right?
Okay, that's that. Now, Kaviyachal, similarly, Osa ayin shalmata ki'ilu eno roe, right?
It's as if the guy has an eye.
Kaviyachal, osa ayin shalmata,
we take the eye of the mat of this world, it's a euphemism, and we say, basically, you're looking at it, Hashem doesn't have an eye, eino roe, ozen shalmata ki'il eino shamat, Hashem has an ear and doesn't hear. So the Ben Yehuda asks, what does ear have to do with this? What's the hearing have to do with stealing? What does that have to do with anything? Right? You hear the question? What are you hearing? What's Hashem hearing? You know what Hashem's hearing? You say to yourself, Hashem doesn't hear the cries of the victim. The victim cried out, oh my goodness, I was robbed. Nah, Hashem doesn't hear that. Don't worry about that. Right? That's the Ben Yoyada. Right? Forget the fact that Hashem saw, there's also a victim here.
Shenemar, like it says, Hoy ma'amikim Hashem, lister eitza, v'hoi b'machashech ma'asehem, v'ksiv, and it says, Yomru lo yiralav, lo yavin elohe Yaakov, v'ksiv, ki amru ozav Hashem es ha'aretz v'ein roeh.
Fine. And you know what we'll do? We'll do a few more lines, and then we'll talk out some more. Amar, where am I? Amar of Meir, Mashlo, we're going to stop at the Mishnah. Mashlo, Mashal, Mishomer B'Gamliel, Amar Dover Dome. What's this like? L'shnei B'nei Adam, two people, Shahayu B'ir, they were in a city, V'asu Mishte Echad, and they made a part, V'asu Mishte, two people made a party. Echad Zimein Ez B'nei Ha'ir, V'lo Zimein Ez B'nei Ha'melech.
One invited everybody, but not the king.
V'echad Lo Zimein Ez B'nei Ha'ir, V'lo Zimein Ez B'nei Ha'melech.
And the other one didn't invite anybody. See, if you don't invite anybody, say we're just having family. We're just having family at this party. We didn't invite anybody. All right. But you invite the whole shul and you don't invite the rabbi? You don't invite the chashuv of people? It's a bigger slap in the face. Right? It's a much bigger slap in the face. So when you're having when you're a ganav and you're afraid, who are you afraid of? You're only afraid of other people? The melech didn't invite? That's much worse. That's much worse. That's much worse.
Okay, now, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim has three other reasons why,
why a ganav is worse than a goslin.
First of all, remember that on Rabbi Rabban's first Shabbos, he gave a vart from the Grizz. Right? From the Brisker Rav, why a ganav is worse than a goslin? You think just all the way around. A goslin he's much more of a bigger menace to society. Right? He should be treated much worse. He's much worse of a society, right? Robbing banks and broad, much worse. The ganav is quiet, sneaky, much worse. Right?
No, based on your shemayim.
What?
Based on your shemayim.
Based on your shemayim?
Yeah, ganav doesn't have.
That's a musar vart. It's a musar vart. That's a treat. You're right, you say. But we should treat a goslin much worse.
Why?
Why? He's a much bigger threat.
Why? I'll read you his lesson inside.
Everything we've done now is not working on common sense. It's working on Torah.
Right. 1 second. Adam shelo yare kavod gavim ne adam. If a person doesn't have kavod ne adam, hayitzarech leyadus anosh yosher gadol. Should be punished worse. You don't even have kavod of people. You should be punished much worse. Right.
So what's the pshat? The pshat is because the goslin doesn't have cheshbonos. That's the key. No cheshbonos. He'll rob it in the broad daylight. He doesn't care. What kind of person is that? That's a horrible person. It's a fool. Who goes in broad daylight? Only the idiots do that. Half a brain. You don't do that. God is much worse. His cheshbonos. When am I going to be right? His cheshbonos for everything, but you're right. Not for Hashem. All the cheshbonos in the world, it's much worse.
Okay, that's the Brisker Rav. The Rabbeinu Bechai is a very interesting shot. He says, why is it that, and I have to figure this out, says the Rabbeinu Bechai, he says, the more common the action is, the worse of the punishment it is. So when you steal, so goslin is the least common. Who's doing that? That's be a fool to do that. That's the least common. Ganav is more common, right? It's much more common. Not to get caught, so to be sneaky, pay double. Stealing a sheep and selling it is even more common, you pay 4. And shechting is even more common, you pay 5. I don't know how true that is. I guess he's saying it. I'm saying that's what Rebbe Mechai says. Right, so, he says in general, klal, the more common the avera, the more severe is the punishment. I thought that was a fascinating concept. Whether or not it's true, I don't know. I mean, if he says it is true, I accept it. You have to figure out now what's more common than what. Okay. So the Morne Vuchim has three reasons why a ganav is worse than a gazlan. You ready for the three reasons? First of all, he says a ganav is more common in the sense that it could be more places. Why? Because a gazlan, you can only do it where there are people, where there are houses. A ganav can steal more things. Why? Because he can steal things that are open and things that are hidden. Comes to the house, he says, going through the drawers, right? You're sleeping or you're away on vacation. And he says, a gazlan can only steal things that are open. Much less to steal. Ganav is worse. Steals more things. That's number one. Number two, you can protect yourself from a gazlan much better than you can protect yourself from a ganav. How are you protecting yourself from a ganav? What could you do? From a gazlan, you could fight back. That's the second reason. Third reason is, since a gazlan's in broad daylight, he can get caught much easier. Catch the guy. We know what he looks like. A ganav, hard to catch. We don't know who it is. The Ben Yoyada gives another four reasons. Some of them are the same reasons. Why a ganav is worse than a gazlan. Number one, he says anything that it says in the Seres Adibros is right away worse. So it says in the Seres Adibros L'Signov. We say it means kidnapping, that's already a drasha, much worse. That's number one. Number two, since a ganav does it in public, it's much more, a gazlan does it in public, he's already mezalzel himself, right? Since, but a ganav is not mezalzel himself, so we treat him worse. That's number two. Number three, a ganav could come to lie. Gazlan's not going to lie. How can a gazlan lie? We saw you steal. We catch you? What, are you going to lie? A ganav can lie. How do you know it's me? It's not true. I didn't do it. Much more avarice are going to come out of a ganav to treat him much worse. Amazing answer. You hear this? A ganav's going to lie. Gazlan can't lie. You caught him red-handed. You saw it happen. You catch the guy. He's going to lie. Ganav can lie. And number four, says the Ben Yoyada, Right, again, the same answer. Since a ganav, we don't know who you are, it's hard to catch you. When we do catch you, finally, we're going to treat you much worse. Okay, next. One more Gemara over here. Amar of Meir. Ba'u'u kama gadol koach shel malacha. See how amazing... Oh, there's one more thing I say from Rav Aaron Cutler. Scary word from Rav Aaron Cutler. So Rav Aaron Cutler says... You see the musr here? One more line. Amar of Meir. Ba'u'u kama gadol koach shel malacha. How great is malacha? See how good it is to go to work? Shar shabit l'malachto. A shar that doesn't do work. Chamisha. That pays five. Says shalobit l'malachto. What does it say do? It doesn't do any work. What does it do? It eats and goes to the bathroom. It just sits there and eats. It doesn't do any work. You know what? Arba. I'll pay four. Right? Asks the Maharikat. Wait a minute. I don't know. Since the shar does work, so when you steal a shar, you're stealing a lot worse.
Oh,
you're stealing work. You're stealing the potential for work. You're going to pay five. If a seh doesn't do anything, so a seh you only pay four. Ask the Maharikat, then what do you have to have tzvich and mechirah thrown in? Anytime you steal a seh, you're going to pay four, and anytime you steal a shah, you pay five. What has to be tzvich and mechirah? You make it too complicated, right? If it's all about malacha, that should be the forget four, forget steal, forget shechting and selling it. So the Maharikat answers that the minute you steal it, you're chayav now kesel. You stole it. The only way you can be chayav worse, the general thing is, you don't sell it right where you stole it. You take it home. You don't shecht it right where you stole it. You take it home. But the geneva already is done. You already did the geneva. The Torah didn't want to pay five times for just the geneva alone. The Torah didn't want to do that. You pay double. We'll give a different answer from the Ben Yoyada in a second. Here's the Maharikat's answer. Since when you steal something, you only have to pay four or five. Since when you steal something, you have to pay double. There's a later event that's going to happen that's going to make you do worse things. That's where it comes to Shtarish Pachet. That's where it comes up right now. Again, you're in Shtarish Pachet. You steal something, you pay double. Now you went home, You're going down such a bad scene. Now, the malacha thing is to make the difference between 4 and 5. But now that you're doing worse things, you're going home with it, and now you're going to sell it, you're going to go look for a buyer, you're going to shecht it, you're going to go sell the meat. Much worse. Now you pay 4 and 5. That's the Marie Katz's answer. The Ben Yehuda said, no. The kefel is mida keneged mida. Mida keneged mida. You stole, you tried to make your pockets fatter, you're going to make the victim's pockets fatter. You're going to pay double. That's mida keneged mida. The 4 and the 5, that has nothing to do with mida keneged mida. If we'd make you pay 4 and 5 without selling it, we would lose the mida keneged mida. We would lose that musr. So therefore, we make you pay double. Now, you want to go home and do worse things with it? Now you're going to pay worse. Why do we make a difference 4 and 5? Yeah, because one has malacha, one doesn't have malacha. Last line. Amar B'yochan and Medzakai, Ba'u'u kama gadol kavod abrios. Look how Hashem cares about people. Look how the Torah cares about people. Shar shalach biraglav, a shar that you have walk in the street like a big shot, that's, you pay 5. Chamisha. But seh, that you have to, shahir kavu al ksefo, how are you going to get a seh home? You have to carry it. It's such a bizarre. To carry a shell like that, then arba, then you only pay 4. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, Torah cares about the emotions of a ganef. Torah cares about the emotions, the feelings of a ganef. The answer is yes. We should care a little bit about the feelings of our fellows who are not ganefim. All right? Everyone have a good day.